15 minutes to ignition. All systems nominal.
This is the DC Fusion Podcast, punching another hole into the AboveTopSecret.com podcast universe. So sit back, relax, release your mind, and prepare to experience fusion between thought and sound.
There's a 68.71% chance you're right.
All systems have been alerted to your presence.
There is no law. There is no law.
Wow. Sitting here in my apartment in the middle of Washington, D.C. on a rainy Sunday afternoon making my fourth podcast. Never knew it would come to this, but one thing that I have to say is that I definitely enjoy making podcasts. And I think I also need to kind of give a little bit of a thank you to another AboveTopSecret.com member, Jem Wolf. I made the mistake, several weeks ago, I was thinking about doing a podcast, but hadn't really decided to go through with it. And I'd put a post on my blog at AboveTopSecret.com mentioning that I was thinking about it. And here comes Jem Wolf, leaving a comment saying that he was going to hold me to it. So I went ahead and made my first podcast, which was a podcast about my theories on why Dulles International Airport, located on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., was designed to be an alien landing spot. But one thing that I've definitely discovered is that I definitely do enjoy making these podcasts, and I think part of it has to do with my creativity. I definitely have a creative streak. I couldn't sit down and, whip out some oils and some brushes and put together some pictures, like Jem Wolf does. I don't know if you've seen his thread on Below Top Secret where he shares some of his work, such as Green Valley, which I think is really good, and a charcoal that he did called Angry Boy, which I think is really good. I could never sit down and do that. What I consider myself is more of a technical creative. Or I have a technical creativity, maybe. I enjoy being creative, but in sort of a structured sense. I have no problem, sitting down with like Adobe Photoshop and, mashing together a bunch of scanned images into something, I guess you could say resembles artwork. Or one thing that I've definitely found that I enjoy is making the little intros to the podcasts. So I've definitely found that I enjoy making these podcasts. There's definitely no doubt in my mind about that, and I'll definitely continue making them. So I guess the big thing with me now is, if I come up with an idea or discover something interesting on the internet, do I make it a blog entry? Do I post it on Above Top Secret, or do I make a podcast? I don't know. I'll just kind of have to see. I assume it'll probably go in phases with me. Like right now I'm really in the podcast phase, so if I come up with an idea, it'll probably be a podcast. But yeah, I definitely enjoy doing these podcasts, and I'm definitely slowly learning the whole podcast thing. I've definitely been checking out a lot of the podcasts on ATS and other podcasts that are around there on the internet. One thing that I've definitely noticed is that a lot of the regular podcasters have like a little name for their podcast. A couple good examples right here on ATS are Zedekus Zolzerander. I guess he's also a administrator now. So, definitely congratulations to him on that promotion. But anyway, he calls his podcast The Zed Show. He'll have The Zed Show number 5, The Zed Show number 6, so on. Another good example is another AboveTopSecret.com member, Johnny Anonymous. He kind of calls his podcast Mondo Bizarro. So I decided to, I'm going to try to start having like a little, I guess you could say, a name for my podcast. And I'm going to be going with a DC Fusion podcast. How brainless is that, but anyway, so yes, I'll have a DC Fusion podcast number, or this podcast right here is a DC Fusion podcast number 4. So I'm going to try to start, I don't know if you can really use the term normalizing things. I think what I'm going to do is kind of like my blog, my AboveTopSecret.com blog, is going to be more for, I guess kind of like opinions and interesting little things. And if I find enough material on the web, you know, for like a conspiracy related item, some type of anomalous topic that I can talk about for about 15 minutes, then it'll be a podcast. If there's not enough information out there, then it'll become a AboveTopSecret.com post. When I first started making podcasts, I was really worried about the whole copyright issue. But the more that I listen to podcasts, you know, I'm definitely kind of seeing that little short snippets of things, you know, little short, you know, clips from movies. And I see a lot of people doing that. But what was really concerning me were long pieces of music. And I found a good website called podsafeaudio.com. It's a very simple website, just a Creative Commons license that they have posted on their first page, and they just ask you to follow that. And then, of course, you know, follow the AboveTopSecret.com rules about if you're going to use an entire selection of music, to be sure to mention that in your podcast thread. In my most recent podcast, my AboveTopSecret.com podcast that was appropriately entitled A DC Fusion Podcast Number 3. You know, I did go to this website and you know, took a song from there, put it on my podcast, but I definitely made sure to mention the song within the podcast and on the thread, and it's also located in my my sources on my blog. But I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here. When I first started doing when I made the first podcast, I was really kind of reserved to kind of like use original music, because I guess it was probably about like 3 years ago, I was really into kind of like techno sort of dance electronic type music. And, you know, I went ahead and downloaded kind of like a program that allowed you to kind of like make your own techno songs and so on and so forth. And so that's what I was planning on kind of doing. Matter of fact, the song that is in the background of my podcast intro is a song that I made with that particular computer program. Anyway, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play a song that I made. I guess it was probably like about 2 or 3 years ago, or actually might have been a little bit further back, that I called Features of a Barren Landscape. And so here is the song titled Features of a Barren Landscape, made by me. song that was made by me. I don't know. I know it's probably kind of cheesy, but what more can you expect from just making a song on your computer, right? But anyway, I think I'm going to kind of go ahead, move into talking about ATS. One thing that I've kind of started to feel with ATS is that it's become kind of like a, I don't really want to use the term a home away from home, but definitely my home on the internet. Especially when the owners of AboveTopSecret.com decided to go ahead and bring back the blogs. That because blogging is one thing that I'd been thinking about doing for a while, but I wasn't, or I didn't really want to do one of those blogs. You know, like there are a lot of kind of like blogging websites out there on the internet, such as, you know, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but blogspot.com, I think, is one. And when I started doing that, I really started to kind of get to know a lot of other ATS members, and it almost feels like a little community. Matter of fact, I even look at kind of like the AboveTopSecret.com website is kind of like the city where all the action happens. And then you have the blogs, which are kind of like the suburbs, you know, they kind of surround ATS. And when you visit a blog, it's kind of like, you know, taking a little stroll around the neighborhood. For example, you know, I was, you know, strolling around the other day and, you know, popped in to say hi to Just Generic. And, of course, she had to tell me all about her pneumonia and, you know, and, well, you know, I guess, you know, well, you know, I guess she's got pneumonia. Really should kind of settle down and take it easy for a few days. But, you know, I guess she's kind of like one of those, you know, keep on going type of people. Or, you know, stopped over at, you know, Maria Stardust, and of course, you know, I had to listen to her fussing about her mosquitoes, and of course, you know, if I pop by Jim Wolf's place, he has quite a lot of stories going on in his place, from, you know, what happens when he, you know, messes with Mentos and Diet Coke, to his pretty hilarious examination of the Homeland Security brochure on how to protect yourself in the event of some kind of an issue that occurs. So, you know, a lot of the blogs are really fun to look at and read, and like I said, you almost feel kind of like you're stepping into like a person's home. You know, you start to find out a little bit about them, which is fun. Definitely, you know, kind of like starting to be able to put a personality to these screen names that we see on the internet. Earlier in this, you know, in this podcast, I guess it's probably just a few minutes ago now, I played kind of like an original song of mine. You know, which is, like, I think is, you know, kind of decent, you know, for just kind of like a little hobby playing around on the computer. Surfing around on podsafeaudio.com, you know, definitely kind of discovered a few songs that I think are pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and play a song by a group called TFO entitled When It Comes. And this is a really good song, and they definitely, I'm pretty sure that they've got some professional equipment here that they're using to make this song, which is really good. So here is a group called TFO, and the name of the song is When It Comes, and it's from podsafeaudio.com. Okay, so that was TFO when it comes, and when it comes, I think that's a good segue into the ever elusive blog contest that we've been told was going to come, and then it kind of came, and then I guess there were problems with it, so it went away again, and I guess we're sort of sitting here waiting for it to come back again. And here's where I have to, I think every podcast I'm going to have to throw a little bit of a conspiracy theory in there. So here's my little conspiracy theory over the whole blog contest. You may or may not know, and I actually didn't even know this until, you know, the new blogs came out. But apparently, prior to the new blogs coming out, AboveTopSecret.com offered blogs many years ago. And apparently, interest in those blogs just sort of fizzled away, and then I guess they ended up getting rid of them. So now they've brought the blogs back, and here's my theory. I think they're not doing the contest because they want to wait and see if, you know, the blogs this time around will sort of stick. Will people continue to blog, or will it kind of like die away? And, you know, I guess in a way you can't really blame them. You don't want to give away a prize to, you know, so have someone get voted kind of like the best blog, and they get the PSP, and the next thing you know, they stop blogging. So, you know, maybe that's, you know, my little conspiracy theory on why the blog contest hasn't happened yet. They're kind of waiting to see if people, or if interest in the blogs will remain. And come to think of it, that might be a reason why the blog list on the AboveTopSecret.com main page kind of seems to disappear every now and then. You know, will interest in the blogs still be there if they're no longer displayed on the main page? I don't know. I guess it's kind of a silly idea. I could be totally off base. Who knows? There's my little conspiracy theory for this podcast. But still staying on the top of the blogs. I definitely enjoy doing the blogs, and there are definitely a lot of regular bloggers out there. There's Gemwolf, Just Generic, Maria Stardust, Umbrax, Zedekus Zolzerander, and heck, even an ATS member by the name of Deuce X, he's away at training for his armed services, getting ready to serve his country, and he even finds a minute or two here and there to get a post up on his blog, and new ones pop up every now and then. Just recently, I noticed a ATS member, Evil Bat, getting his blog up and going and making an effort to get some posts on there. So I hope the blogs continue to keep going. And definitely some kudos here to Zedekus Zolzerander and Gemwolf for sort of being, or at least in my opinion, sort of being the blog, what's the word I'm looking here for? The gung-ho bloggers, I guess. You know, I guess in one of Zedekus Zolzerander's podcasts, you know, he was, you know, definitely promoting the blogs, and I've definitely noticed Gemwolf, you know, promoting the blogs, making an effort to kind of pop into anybody that comes up with a new blog and just kind of say hi. And so definitely some thanks to them, because me personally, I definitely enjoy doing the blogging, and I'd hate to see for the blogs to disappear on us. It's definitely a wonderful aspect of AboveTopSecret.com. Hopefully it was a good podcast. We'll see what happens. You know, hopefully I'll be doing another sort of unscripted podcast in the future. But until my next podcast, I hope everybody out there takes care of themselves, wherever you are, and take care of yourself.
Transfer complete.
This has been an Easy Fusion podcast.
I feel much better now. I really do.